Incumbent councillor Paul Allen says his experience on council and in business will help him bring balance and fiscal responsibility to the council table. Allen has lived in Grey Highlands for almost 50 years. He graduated from Grey Highlands Secondary School and attended Mohawk College to earn his automotive technician certification. Years later, he switched careers and operated a custom cabinet and woodworking shop in Flesherton, which included building 3 custom homes and 4 residential units that consist of quality 2-bedroom rentals at an affordable cost. He resides with his wife Wilda just outside of Flesherton, where they raised 4 daughters and now welcome 10 grandchildren. I have been a community volunteer for 3 decades and I am the owner of 3 successful businesses in Flesherton. As a 2-term councillor, I prepare for meetings and do my utmost to make the right decisions for our residents. If re-elected, I will bring experience to the table, said Allen. Additionally, my business background helps me to understand the need for fiscal responsibility, particularly in these times. We are seeing 40-year high inflation rates, which, along with increasing interest rates, is making it difficult for many of our residents to make ends meet. I have worked hard on previous budgets to balance the municipality's needs and wants with what the residents feel they need and want and can afford. Allen's support for attainable housing started many years ago when he sat on the board of Grey Bruce Habitat for Humanity and volunteered on builds in the local area. He has continued that support by bringing forward 3 motions that will reduce the cost of housing in local communities. He is a member of the Seniors Advisory Committee and is proud to have been part of bringing the services of Saugeen Mobility and Regional Transport to Grey Highlands. The Grey Gables expansion is high on my priority list, along with supports that would allow seniors to stay in their own homes as long as possible. I supported and will continue to support increased safety measures on the community streets that your family, and mine, use every day, he said. Our communities are growing and therefore it is important to support families, young and old, with activities and accessible amenities that will encourage them to make Grey Highlands their home for years to come. When we have public consultations on important issues that affect our residents, I will listen and respond based on feedback because it is the residents that I serve, said Allen. I have striven to do this during my 8 years on council and will continue to do so if re-elected for another term. The municipal election is October 24, 2022. To confirm you are on the voters list, or to find out about advance voting options, visit the Grey Highlands website here.